friends, welcome to this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, and today we're diving into 1 Kings chapters 18 and 19, the story of Elijah's showdown with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. This dramatic story challenges us to look at our own hearts and ask the question, where does my true allegiance lie? This week's main idea is when we confront our idols, we'll see they are powerless to save us. Just like the Israelites, we face choices every day about what we put our trust in, God or the things of the world. This week's Christ connection is that Christ, like Elijah, confronted the religious leaders who were leading people astray. He boldly proclaimed the truth of the gospel, and he called people to repentance. Christ is the only way to the Father and the only way to salvation. Now, let's take a moment and summarize this passage. Israel is in the middle of a three-year drought. King Ahab and Queen Jezebel have led the people into worshiping Baal, a false storm god. Elijah challenges the prophets of Baal to a contest. Whichever god answers by fire is the one true God. The prophets of Baal cry out for hours and nothing happens. Elijah rebuilds the altar, drenches it with water, and prays. God sends fire from heaven, consuming the sacrifice and everything around it. The people fall face down and declare, "The Lord, He is God." This moment shows us that only God is powerful to save, and idols, no matter how much we trust them, are powerless. So here are some questions you can be ready to help students answer this week in your small groups. Are there things in my life that I'm putting before God, even if I don't call them idols? What does it mean to waver between God and the world? Why did Elijah use so much water on the altar? How can I know I'm really trusting God, or am I just going through the motions? What keeps me from standing for God, even when it's hard? Before you teach this week, take a moment to reflect on your own life. Are there areas where you're torn between following Christ and following the world? Choose Christ boldly and be open with students about your struggles and the hope you found in Him. Remind them God is already near and inviting them into a deeper relationship with Him. See, Elijah stood against hundreds of false prophets, but he wasn't really alone. God was with him. Sometimes following God means feeling alone for a while, but remember, the Holy Spirit gives us strength and peace in those times. When we see who God truly is, we have a choice: worship Him or keep chasing other things. Seeing the truth calls for a response from us. Well, guys, that's all I've got for this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and I'll catch you next time. You've been listening to Group Chat Sunday Edition, where faith gets real and small group leaders get ready.